Okay, we're on Lamed Beis on the Beis, the Gemara. Parsha Sota Menolan. How do you know that Parsha Sota can be said in any language? The Omer HaKohen Le'isha B'chol Loshem Shehu Omer. The Kohen says whatever, and Rashi said, you need a Pasuk over here because I think we would learn it from Yevama that it has to be B'Loshem HaKodesh. Tana Rabbanan. Mashmi'in Osa B'chol Loshem Shehi Shomas. You tell her whatever language she understands, the basic ideas of what the shvuah is. Amahi shosa, why is she drinking? Uvekama he shosa, and uvameh he shosa, and what does she drink from? And why that? Ama nitmes, uvameh he nitmes. Amahi shosa al iske kinu vestira. Explain to her why she's drinking, because there's raglaim ledover, because her husband was mekana her, and she was beir. Uvamehi shows makida shocheres, right? And we tell her that she's drinking with a keli bzuya because she did something bozui. Alma nitmeis al iske schok v'yaldus. We tell her probably you came to what you did because of kalus rosh and immaturity. Vamehi nitmeis b'shogeg or b'meizid ba'onis or b'rotzon. And we explain to her that if she was ba'onis, then she's not going to be punished and so on. The Kol Kach Lomba, why do we go through all these explanations? Shalal Hotzi Lazo Maya Mamorim. That later on, Shaka knows that she was Mizana, but it was against her will, and she sees the water doesn't have any effect on her, and she doesn't know that Ba'onis, it's not going to affect her, so she's going to be Motzi Laz on the water. So therefore, we explain everything to her in a language she understands. Rashi. Hochi Garcina Va'omra Lo Isha Bechol Oshin Shishomas, Umehai Kro Yolif Lo Bisifri. The low garcina the omra koin the isha. Learn from what's it called, the omra ha isha. El ha isha, mashma dvorim ha nichnosim beliba, shetehe makeres beloshim. Right? El ha isha means that she should have a connection to what's being said. She should know what she's talking about. Alma he shows, sikin mefarish va ozel. Sha omra lo, preachus gorim loch shetishte. We explained to her what's it called, what brought her to do what she did. Uva mehi shosa, Bechli Mos, Makida Shulcheres, the Alma Nitmes, Mihe Via Lide Tuma, Schok the Kalis Rosh, Kede Li Yasaris Hanoshim, Shlo Yiklu Roshon, Imho Hanoshim, Shayide Kach Bos Lide Vitsov Sobitna. And we do this, we explain it to her, so she should be a living example, or that example to the other women, what's it called, that they shouldn't do similar things. We tell her the halos, the parameters of the water. Al eizet tuma hein botkin osa she nitma vehi mezida uberotzon. Right, uberotzon badkua the im shogeges kigon omrulah meis baalech o anusa lo yivaducha. We let her know that in case she was a shogeg, she thought her husband was dead, or that she was an honest, somebody forced her, it's not going to have any effect. The Kol Kach Lama, Lonu Lahodia Behilchos Hamayim. Why do we have to talk? Says whatever happens, happens. Right, why? Bishloma Hanach Kamaisim Mishum V'Nosru Kol Anoshim. The first ones are to warn and to give musar to the other women. Why is it important that she should know all these halachas? Ela, Hach Lama, Shlova Hotzi Laz Sheim Nitmeis Baonis O Shogeges V'Lo Nivdekes. Right, in case she was nitma b'shogeg of her own, and she knows that she was mezana, and she doesn't know the difference, and she thinks the water is supposed to kill her, it doesn't. So it's lahotzi laz on the water. Right, shalote he svura ilu nitmesi mezida gamkein lohayu nivdokim mosi. Shouldn't think that even if I was with mezid, it wouldn't happen because it's supposed to happen to me, even if it was with shogeg or ba'onis. Kamash malon, no, don't worry, shogeg or onis is not going to hurt you. And therefore, only if you're mazid, and therefore it's not going to be motzi laz if nothing happens, and she knows that she was a shogeg or an onus. Okay, let's go on. Vidui meiser minolon tichsiv veomartol lefnei Hashem elokecho biarti hakodesh min abayis v'yolif amira misota v'choloshon shehu omer. Right, we learn amira from sota that just like over there, the amira is b'choloshon. Over here also b'choloshon. Why don't we learn Amira from the Levim? Because there's the Onu v'Omru. Malahalim b'Losh HaKodesh, like we'll learn later that by Levim it has to be b'Losh HaKodesh, by the Klolos and Brachos of Har Grizim and Har Eval. So over here the same thing. my afkan beloshen hakodesh. Where it says no, donin amira greitza mi amira greitza. We learn exerishov amira amira, where the only word is amira. The ain donin amira greitza mi aniya the amira. Over there it says the onu the amru. And even though, right, we have a cloud that in exerishov it doesn't have to be the exact same word, right? Zuhi shiva zuhiya. Right, sometimes you use even a different word just with the same concept, the same idea. But where there's a word that's exactly like it, then we learn the Gzeres Shavah from the word exactly like it, not the word that's not exactly like it. Okay. See Rashi. Hochi Garcina Vidui Maisa Minolan Dersivi Omarta. The Yolif Amira Amira Misota. Right? We learn Amira Amira from Sota, it could be Becholoshim. Omerle Rav Zvid Labayev Anelif Amira Amira Milavim. Amarle Don and Amira Greitza Mi Amira Greitza. They ain't Don and Amira Greitza Mi Ania Vi Amira. Tanya, Rav Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Adam Omer Shvacho Bekol Namuch, Uginuso Bekol Ram. A person, what's it called, should say his Shevach lowly. If he has to speak about his praises, he should say it low. But if he speaks about his Genai, he should say it out loud. Why? Shivcho Bekol Namuch, where do we see that when a person praises himself, he does it lowly? Min Vidui Hamaiser. Right, by Vidu Maisa, you're saying, Biarti HaKodesh Min Abayis, right, I got rid of all the things, or whatever, he's saying his Shvachos, and he did everything right. And there, Vaniso V'Amarto, you don't say it B'loshen B'kol Ram, you say it, what's it called, to yourself? Your own ears can hear it. Genuso B'kol Ram, where do you see Genuso B'kol Ram? If you're speaking badly about yourself, you say it out loud, Mimikra Bikurim, by Bikurim, right? Yeah, because by Bikurim it says the Oniso V'Amarto Lefnei Hashem. The Oniso always means B'kol Ram. Where it says Genuso B'kol Ram, that's true. The person wants to say something bad about himself, he publicizes it. V'Om Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Mipnei Matiknu Tfila B'Lachash. Why did the Chachamim misaken that when you daven just that you can hear it, but not out loud? I don't know. Somebody who davens too loud, Shimon Esrei, is like he's davening to what's it called Nevi'ei Habal. It's like Nevi'ei Habal. They scream the whatever their tefillas. The Rabban Shalom is between you and the Rabban Shalom. So why did they misaken like that? Adarada. But maybe they should have misaken. A person should daven out loud, because like the Mishnah Berurah says, a person should say bench out loud or whatever. The more you do out loud, the more kavana you have. So you should have made benching tefillah also out loud to get more kavana. Why dafka balachash? Kadesh levayish is over yaveira. Sharilo, what's it called? Not to mivayish. People want to say vidui in their tefillah, right? You shouldn't. If you have, everybody's davening out loud, people are going to wonder why is this guy saying something low now? If he wants to hide it, and if he says it out loud, they'll hear what he's saying. So therefore, the misakin all of tefillah is balachash. Sharilo chilek hakosu makom bein chatas laola, right? L'maisa by a chatas and an ola, the Torah said the same place that you what's it called? The bring the chatas. Right, the same place by the Mizbeach, so nobody knows if you're bringing a chatas, you're bringing an ola. So lo tema genuso ela imatzaro, inachanami. If you're saying you're genus, you say it low. But if you're proclaiming your tsar, by mikra bikurim, it's not so much the genus of the person, it's the tsar. This is nebuch our history. This is how we went through tsaris and we finally came to Eretz Israel, to be makar tova. The best way to be makar tova is to appreciate the good contrasted to the bad, the Rambam says. Kiritanya, v'tomei tomei yikra. Tzorech lahodiyat tzar al rabim. A person's a mitzora, he should proclaim his tzar, that he's bitzar. People should daven for him, that he should get well. V'rabim mivakshim alav rachamim. V'kol mi she'ira bodover tzorech lahodiyat al rabim. V'rabim mivakshim alav rachamim. Somebody's sick or whatever, he should let people know. Right? There are halachas of when you should let people know. The first few days not, until you really... Murza kechola, because otherwise it gives you a shame chola. It's a pischon pelasot. But once you have the tzara, let people know you have a tzara. Should daven for you. So therefore, what's it called? It's not that the gnus that a person publicizes, but it's its tzar. And mikra bikurim is not so much to tell our gnus, but to tell how bad things were in the beginning, how good they are now. Rashi. Shivcho. Lo avadit, lo avartim et zosecho velo shechochti. Hainu shevach atzmo. He's praising himself. They didn't do anything wrong. By vidui maisu. Bekol namuch, medlo ksiv be ania. It doesn't say vi anisa. It means you just say it low to yourself. Ugenuso, kigon arami ovid ovi. Hainu genuso. Shemizvadim Shaviyim Lovan Hoarami Hoyorosha. It was saying that we come from stock of Roshoyim, right? Arami was referring to Lovan Harosha. Oved Ovi wanted to destroy Yaakov Avinu. It's one way of learning it. Or some say that Arami Ovi Ovi from Avram Avinu. He was an Arami from Aram Narayim, and he was Oved. He was what's it called, wandering aimlessly till the Rabban Shalom told him Lech Lecha. So Mipnei Matiknu Shehei Odom Omer Tfiloso Balachash Kedashkachno Bechana Vekolo Yishmo. He learned from Chana that she davened, nobody could hear her except between herself. Right, her lips were moving. She had to hear it with her own ears, but nobody else had to hear her. People daven their misvada. So if they would misakin tefillah, but call Ra, monafshach. If the guy said it out loud, he'd be embarrassed. And if he said it low, people would be wondering, why is he saying this low? Tzaro, tzora she'ovru alav. Enochinami. Maker of Yikurim is not genuso, but it's tzaro. The tzoras that we went through the Hainu Tzoros She'ovru al Yisrael, Tzoros Lovan Arami, Tzoros Mitzrayim, right? And we contrast that with the good. Shahari lo chilek hakosuv mokum bein chatas la'ola lo kova l'shchitas chatas mokum bifnei atzmo shelo yavinu shehi chatas u'misbayish. Both the chatas and ola are nishchat b'tzvono shel misbeach, and therefore if somebody's shechting a korban, they don't know if it's an ola or a chatas. We'll see in 1 second there are other differences, but those aren't so obvious. Gufa. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Mipnei matiknu tfila balacha shelo yavayish esov de avera shahari lo chilek hakosu mokom bechatas la'ola. Velo, v'ika domim. L'maisa, they're completely different matan domim between an ola, shnaim shein arba, and the chatas is arba on the four chronos. And we'll see they're even in a different place. One's lamala michuta sikra, one's lamata. Right? Dam chatas lamala, v'dam ola lamata. So, it's obvious if it's a chatas or an ola. So, Torah wasn't so careful to cover up if you bring your chatas or an ola. Or says, hasam kohen hudiyada. There's nobody else around except the kohen who's doing the avoda. So he knows, nishkaferlach, that one person, the kohen, should know. But it's not mefursim. Aivoika chatas nekeva ola zocher. When you bring the chatas, right, a chatos is in a keva and an ola is a zocher. So if a guy's bringing in a keva, you know that he's bringing a chatos. Hosam michsa michsaya al ba'alya. Now over there you can't really see by a keves if it's a zocher and a keva because the tail covers up the nakvus. Where it says teinach kisva, that's good if you bring a keves. But if seira, a goat, there doesn't have any tail that covers up its makum ha'erva. So you can tell right away if it's a zocher and a keva. So you see that what's it called? The Torah didn't make a make it so clear that if you bring your chatas and all, you can see the difference. Mar says ma'ikal meimer hosam iu dekom michsif nafshe. Ma'ikal meimer. Mar says hosam iu dekom michsif nafshe. Should have brought a keves. You have a choice to bring a keves or a seir. If you choose to bring a seir, and everybody should know you're bringing your chatas, that's your tough luck. But the Torah wasn't makbid that you bring dafka a seir, bring a keves, and nobody will know. The boy le lisuya kids cups kidsa. If a komaisi siiva, koimaisi siira, and you're bringing a seer, that's you're being mavayish yourself. Chamar says chatas avodas kochavim delo sogi delav siira, but the chatas of avodas kochavim, that you have to bring a seer. So therefore you have no choice, and there it's clear that it's in a cave, and it's not an ola, because an ola is only a zocher. Maikel Neymar. Over there, since the Aver is so chomra, avodas kochavim, we want you to be embarrassed. There, by the Aver of avodas kochavim, there the embarrassment itself is part of the kapara. Rashi. Shahari lo chilek hakosuv mokum mechatas liola lo kova leshchitas chatas mokum bifnei atzmo shelo yavinu shechatas umisbayish. Tomei, Tomei, Yikra, me, I love, she, Tomei, get away from me, I'm Tomei, and therefore people have Rachmanis on him, they'll be Mavakish Rachmi. Yika, Kloma, Vahariyesh, Simoni, Macherim, Lehakira, you could tell if it's a Chatas or Nola. Lamala, Michuta, Sikra, Dechsiv, Alkarnos, Alkarnos, Uva, Ola, Loksiv, Kronos, Vahu, Nitan, Domi, Lamata, Michuta, Sikra, right, Shnaim, Shenarban, the catty corners of the Mizbeah, the Chain, Sharkola, Domi. Hosam Kohen Lechudehu Diyoda Velo Shar Kol HaOlam Ve'en Boshes Bekach. Just that the Kohen should know it's not a Boshes. The Boshes of everybody knows. Nechsaya HaNakvush on the Keva. The Alya, the fat tail, covers the Mokom HaErva, and you can't tell if it's a Zohar or a Keva. The Alya Bezon of Aloniker. Seira Ma'ikol HaMeimer Ein Lonov V'Niker HaNakvush Ninger Seira. So you tell the difference between a Zohar and a Keva. So you'll be embarrassed and people will know it's not an Ola, because it's in a Keva. The boya le lasuya kispa. So Mora says, no, you had the choice to bring a kispa or a seira. You chose to bring a seira, so you're shlamazel. So you're embarrassing yourself. Im hoya lo boshas, if he'd be really embarrassed, are kola chato shel yochid, rotsa kispa or rotsa seira. Chutz michatas avodis kochavim. The only one you have to bring a seira is chatas avodis kochavim. Shiksi bo eiz bashnosa, the parsha shlach lecho anoshim. Hosam naisi v'nichsif, right, hitil olav akosuf, she is bayish, she tehelo kapora mi onish godl kazeh. Right, the yisurim of busha take away a little bit of the onish. Right, we find that, what's it called, that busha, any odd yisurim, minimize the onish. You got your punishment in this world with your mavoyish. So there we want you to be misbayish. But by regular averis, there's no such union like that. And better you shouldn't publicize your chait and not to be embarrassed. In addition, the Gemara says that somebody who's mefarsim chatov, so first of all it's a chutzpah because other people here, you see, people can do chatoyim, so it says if he can do it, I can do it too. Right? It takes away the bush of doing chatoyim because other people do it. So it's not a good deed. And also it takes away from the person himself, like gets it out of his system. So it makes it less. It lets people know about it. Even though it's a busha, but it also ventilates the avera. It makes it less in his eyes. So for all those reasons, a person is not mefarsim avonosov by regular averas. Okay, let's go on. Kriya Shema minolan dechsiv Shema Yisrael becholoshen shatoshomea. By Kriya Shema, it says Shema Yisrael, whatever language you understand. Toner Rabbanan Kriya Shema b'kichsova divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds not like that. Rebbe says you have to read Kriya Shema b'loshon hakodesh. The Chachamim rom the choloshon, and the Chachamim say you can read in any language. My time at the Rebbe, Omer Krav v'hoyu b'aviyosin yehu. It says v'hoyu advarim la'ela has to be the way that it's written. For Rabbanan Omer Krav Shema b'choloshon shatoshamei, and the Rabbanan say no, it says Shema whatever you understand, whatever you hear. For Rabbanan Nomi Hoksi v'hoyu, what do the Rabbanan do with the pasuk v'hoyu? Hahu shelo yikro en el mafreya. V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela, the way that they're written, not backwards, but not the way that they're written, dafka in the language they're written. For Rebbe shelo yikro en el mafreya minole, whereas Rebbe learns v'hoyu, which to tell me you have to read it b'loshon hakodesh, how does he know you can't read it backwards? Nafkalei midvorim hadvorim. For Rabbanan dvorim hadvorim lo mashmalahu. Right? The Rebbe learns it from the extra hay, and the Rebbe, and what's it called, the Rabbanan don't darshan that extra hay. I have a Rebbe, Nomi Hoksiv Shema. By Rebbe it says, oh, Shema, what does he do with the Shema? Why doesn't he learn from there, B'chol Lashon? Ahumi Boyeli Lashmieli Oznav. From there we learn you have to hear what you're saying. You can't just lip read it without hearing with your ears. Mashata Motzi Mipicha, you have to hear with your ears what you're saying with your lips. Rabbonin Savri Lo, Commander Omer, Hakori Shema, Lo Shmieli Oznav, Yotza. Right? And the Chachomi hold up that you don't have to. If you read Shema, as long as you enunciate the words, even if you don't hear them, you say them so low that you yourself can't hear it. But you didn't just think it. You didn't just say it in your mind. You said the words, but you whispered it so low that you couldn't hear. If you didn't know what you were saying, you wouldn't hear what you wouldn't say. That you still, you're Yotzer. So they don't learn from Shema that you need Lahashmieli Osnav. So they have it extra to tell me you can do it in any language. Hakori Shema. Kiksova b'loshon hakodesh. Hakori yishma tzoros yashmili oznav. Pluksa hibim seches brachos. Machlokas taka Rebbe and the Rabbanan and brachos. Whether and other tanoim, whether you have to actually hear what you're saying, or it's enough just to enunciate it, even if it's not audible enough that you would hear it from what you're saying. What?
Couldn't also be saying that I'm a kavatuma. People with me don't touch me.
Yeah, he is. But he, anyways, Yoshe Bodhi could just stay away from people. But here's an Inyan Vedavka to explain the why, right?